we have more compassion for both companion animals and wildlife than for domestic animals destined to be eaten. Is this not the very heart, and a dark heart at that, of denial? When I talk to people about this, they sometimes say to me, "But these animals would not even exist, were it not for the fact that we humans need something they have." Michael Pollan made a similar statement when we had lunch in Berkeley, and I have seen it often referred to. Even the animal rights hardliner Peter Singer in The Way We Eat, co-authored with Jim Mason, can't condemn the view that it is ethical to eat animals who have lived good lives and would not have existed at all. When thinking about arguments for animals, it is important to translate back into human terms.